wistful greetings, almighty gamers, to another nostalgia-packed episode of the Daily Days Too Many Games podcast, the show all about retro that, yes, is on a more weekly basis for the moment. I am Mr. Picario, here today to talk about that genre we all love but rarely see anymore. And no, I don't mean the platformer along the lines of Super Mario, but that kind of platformer more akin to Bubble Bobble. Yes, I mean the single-screen platformer, or SSP. Indeed, where would Mario be without 1981's Donkey Kong, which is generally regarded as the first true platformer, as it allowed for the leaping over holes and other dangers? Other games followed, some more platform-like than not, from Joust to Burger Time to Load Runner. But perhaps the genre neared its crescendo with Mario Brothers, which more or less encapsulates everything normally associated with the modern SSP. If any company made the genre its own, though, it's Taito, whose Bubble Bobble games would span multiple entries and prove incredibly popular, at least in the East. The original game was even included in the NES Classic Edition, which says a lot about its enduring status. But what made the SSP so special anyway? In short, these games were usually designed around a single core gameplay mechanic that required complete mastery, usually in situations that were always intense. In Snow Brothers, for instance, players were limited to packing enemies into huge snowballs that then had to be rolled strategically into other very aggressive, always just a hair away, enemies. In Rodland, the player couldn't even truly jump, having to instead magically generate ladders to both escape and trap enemies. And in Tumble Pop, foes were vacuumed up before being belched back out at other targets. And all of this had to be done within the confines of a single playfield, giving everything an almost manic Robotron-esque mania. Sure, games like Castlevania also revolved around limited gameplay concepts and controls, but at least the player could sometimes catch his breath. In most SSPs, though, the threat of death never really lets up, constantly forcing one to survive. Yep, these often cutesy titles weren't for the faint of heart. Thank you. So yes, think something like the intense airship levels of Mario 3, and you'll get an idea of the crazy challenges some of these later games gave. So what happened then? Why is this genre essentially dead? Well, it's probably the same reason that the scrolling platformer has also struggled in recent years. We live now in a world where just about anything is possible in 3D. So the limited gameplay and kiddie graphics that marked these once-upon-a-time hits are no longer as appealing as they may have been 20 years ago. Which is a sad shame, considering these titles are just as fun now as ever, especially with a second player. And that's all I have for today, my friends. If you haven't, though, feel free to also check out my blog listed in the description, which talks about this same topic in more depth. Depth. This is Mr. Precario, signing off for now.